If you try to call a faculty member in the art department at UNC Chapel Hill in his or her office, you'll get a message like this.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Cutting office phones is one way academic departments are managing the historic funding decreases of the past few years. Others are more central to their mission. At UNC Chapel Hill alone, hundreds of class sections are gone and more students are packed into classes. There's also another byproduct. The best and brightest faculty are leaving. Last year, UNC Chapel Hill retained just one-third of the faculty recruited by peer institutions. In prior years, the university was winning two-thirds of those battles. UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Holden Thorpe says faculty aren't just leaving for the private schools with the biggest pockets.
It's probably surprising to some people in North Carolina, but at most of all of our public peers have given raises at some point during the last 3 years while we haven't.
That's one reason Thorpe asked for an annual tuition increase this year of $800. That got reduced to $695 in the final proposal by UNC System President Tom Ross. That would still keep UNC at less than half the cost of peer schools like Penn State and thousands of dollars less than Virginia, Michigan, even Ohio State and South Carolina. But that is of little consolation to the students who protested the board meeting this morning.
Education must be free, no cuts, no fees.
About 100 protesters marched down the hill and through the front door of the UNC General Administration building this morning. A handful got into the boardroom and were ready when the board brought up tuition.
I move approval of the tuition and fees as presented.
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
We are the students.
We are the students.
You are supposed to represent.
You are supposed to represent.
Matt Hickson is a junior business major at Chapel Hill. He led the first of two lengthy interruptions. But that didn't stop the tuition increase from passing a few moments later. After the vote, Hickson was not deterred.
Obviously, the proposition passing is a defeat. We can't afford as students more tuition increases. This isn't just a, you know, symbolic posture. We cannot afford this as a group. And, you know, it's not the end of anything today. We're going to fight forward for a lot, and the state legislature is going to hear a lot from us.
Other students have more measured reactions. T.J. Eves is the student body president at Western Carolina University. He addressed the Board of Governors during their two-day meeting.
Of course, if you ask any student, they're going to say, no, I don't want to pay any more tuition and fees. This is ridiculous. But we all understand that the quality of education is very important to every one of us, as our degrees are going to set us off on our careers for the rest of our lives.
Eves and others were drowned out on this day by the vocal and at times physical protest. As protesters forced the board meeting to end early and then occupied the members' seats when they left, UNC President Tom Ross moved upstairs and said he empathizes with the students.
Right now, times are very difficult because of the cuts we've absorbed, and I think our campuses needed some help to, as I say, put Band-Aids on the most serious problems.
It will be Ross's job to strike the balance between making sure students can afford a college education and making sure the degree they earn means something. That might lead to some faculty staying, but it's unlikely those office phones are ever coming back. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.